This entire family disappeared suddenly, but what's so crazy about this is their mysterious backstory. This includes cults, paranormal activity, white supremacist groups, and many more. While disappearances usually have little to no leads, this one had too many to count, although they never led anywhere. A family of three, Bobby Jameson, Sherilyn Jameson, and their six-year-old daughter, Madison Jameson, planned to buy 40 acres of land and then live in a storage shed. On October 8, 2009, without notice, the family packed up their things and left. After several days, when nobody heard from them, a search began. Their pickup truck was found on the side of the road. Inside of the truck was their cell phones, wallets, their malnourished dog, and $32,000 in cash. On November 16, 2013, their bodies were found, just 3 miles away from where the truck was. Firstly, Bobby and Sherilyn's marriage was on the rocks. Bobby had chronic back pain and Sherilyn was bipolar. Sherilyn often refused to take her medication, which resulted with many sudden arguments and problems. In an 11-page letter Sherilyn wrote to Bobby, she called him hateful words, such as a loner or a hermit. Perhaps there was a murder-suicide scene going on. This theory could be denounced as there were no guns or weapons found nearby the crime scene. There were also many paranormal activities and cults going on at this time. For instance, Sherilyn believed that she was a witch, which resulted in her spray painting the storage container they owned. Things like, "Witches don't like their black cats killed," were on it. The family also believed that their house was haunted. At one point, Bobby purchased the Satanic Bible in hopes to exorcise the spirits. What's even more chilling is this videotape that was recorded from surveillance cameras when the Jamesons were packing to leave. In the video, they seemed lifeless, just making several trips back and forth without dialogue or emotion. Some people suggested that they were on drugs, which leads back to why they brought $32,000 with them on their trip. But why would they bring their six-year-old daughter to a drug deal? One of the biggest theories about this case is that the Jamesons were part of a cult. Sherilyn's mother, Connie Cocotan, stated how, "That part of Oklahoma is known for that, cults and stuff like that. From what I've been told and from what I've read, I was told that she was on a cult hit list. Were the Jamesons murdered because of a cult?" Adding on to this, Sherilyn's friend, Nikki Shenold, stated that she received a call from a woman named Green Eyes. The woman told Nikki that she was once in a white supremacy group and there was a hit list. She memorized names of people on there and later Googled them, which led to the discovery of many missing persons cases, including the Jamesons. Other small theories include a plot to kidnap 6-year-old Madison Jameson. According to Green Eyes, in the white supremacy group, a man disturbingly stated that putting Madison on his lap made her feel good. In my opinion, I believe it went like this. The Jamesons left their home in order to start a new life, or maybe hide from someone. While driving, they were stopped and forced to leave their car since valuables and their dog were left in there. Either a cult or the white supremacist group killed them and hid their bodies. With Green Eyes, she stated how multiple people went missing from the hit list, which leads me to believe that the same thing happened with the Jamesons. If this happened many times, they would know how not to get caught. Anyways, there were many theories that led to nowhere. Maybe evidence will eventually surface with more clues, but for now, it remains unsolved.